Hello, and welcome back to another Nugget of Truth. We're going to continue with our discussion of baptisms. And the fourth baptism that we want to talk about is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit releases the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. Now, the purpose of this baptism is twofold. Number one, living the Christ-centered life. And number two, being a witness of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm really excited to present this message about the baptism of the Holy Spirit because it's so essential in our desire to live a fulfilled Christian life. Now, I know there's a lot of controversy about this subject, but I am firmly convinced that the scriptures are clear that normal Christianity means being filled or being led by the Holy Spirit, and that is for every believer, not just a select few. I'm also sure that it is for today and not just something for the apostles or the early church. Now, the first evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit was on the first day of the church's existence, on the day of Pentecost, as described in Acts chapter 2. But before we get to that momentous occasion, let's look at some scriptures that prophesied that the baptism of the Holy Spirit would be a part of the Christian's life. In all four Gospels, John the Baptist is quoted as saying, "I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal straps I am not worthy to loose or unfasten, and he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." That was Luke 3:16. Then in John 1:33, John the Baptist said, "I did not know him," meaning the Messiah, "but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.'" Check out Matthew chapter 3 and beginning in verse 16. Now, in Christian water baptism, there is a baptizer, usually the minister, and there's a medium into which you are baptized, the water. The Christian is baptized into the water. Now, in like manner, in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, Jesus is the baptizer. And the medium that we are baptized into is not water, but the Holy Spirit. Let's go back to the scriptures. In Luke chapter 24, verse 49, the resurrected Jesus prepares his followers of what is to come. And he says, "Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry, wait, in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high." Now that word endued means to clothe with or to fall into a garment. In plain English, it means to be completely saturated or filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, his followers didn't fully understand what Jesus was saying, but they showed up in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost with expectation. Now, just preceding the day of Pentecost, Jesus appears one last time to his disciples. And this is what he says to them. He says, "Not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, 'You have heard from me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.'" That's Acts 1:4 and 5. Then in more precise language, in Acts 1:8, Jesus states, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." The fulfillment of the Father's promise came on the day on the birth of the church. Acts 1:1-4. States that when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The followers of Christ were together praying and expecting. And at that moment, God suddenly fulfilled his promise. Jesus the baptizer released the Holy Spirit upon those who by faith were expecting Jesus to fulfill his words. The signs of wind and fire were notable, but the most telling evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit was that they were speaking in other tongues. Now, I know that some have a problem with tongues, and it usually stems from the fact that pride prevents them from speaking out. They either think that it is foolish, or they're afraid that they will look foolish. But the scripture is clear. They began to speak as the Spirit gave them utterance. In other words, by faith, they spoke out loud, and then the Spirit gave them words to speak. Now, the words that they spoke may not have been recognizable by the ones that were speaking, but they were recognizable by others listening, and of course, by the Holy Spirit. Now, at first, no one understood what was happening in the upper room on the day of Pentecost. The baptism of the Holy Spirit was the first visible act of God's power on the first day in the life of the church. We find that in Acts chapter 2. The Apostle Peter then said, "Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God," meaning Jesus, "and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear." Acts 2:33. The evidence of the baptism was that they began to speak in tongues. Now, the baptism of the Holy Spirit confers upon the believer spiritual power, authority, and boldness to be a witness of Jesus Christ. Now, being a witness of Jesus doesn't mean that you wield the power to do what you want to represent God. But it means that you've surrendered to the power of the Holy Spirit in you to testify or witness what God is doing in you and through you. The baptism of the Holy Spirit does not make you more righteous or holy. It simply means that you are yielding to the Holy Spirit. In essence, it means that you are choosing to be a Spirit-led Christian. Mark 11:24 says it all. Jesus said, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." Don't depend on feelings or emotions. Simply believe and receive. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is received by faith and is available to everyone who will ask. Ask Jesus today. God bless you. See you next time.